Podcast 2, Planning and Agenda Design. Welcome to the second podcast in the Meeting Effectiveness series. In this module, Ellie Mina discusses proactive and preventative planning. Mr. Mina, why is it important to plan a meeting? Why can't everyone just show up and talk?
Well, it's been said, failing to plan is like planning to fail. Without a plan, it is difficult or even impossible to achieve anything, and the likelihood of failure is very high.
How should we plan for effective meetings?
When planning for a meeting, you need to consider the five W's: the why, the what, the who, the when, and the where.
Okay, let's start with the whys of planning a meeting. Can you elaborate?
The first set of questions you need to ask when planning a meeting relates to the goal of the meeting. Is this meeting necessary? And if so, why? Is there an expected return on investment? A meeting is expensive. You invest time, money, and effort. Is the return on investment substantial enough to justify the costs? And if the return on investment is not substantial enough, an equivalent result will be achieved just as well by emails or teleconference call, you may as well cancel the meeting and achieve the same or better result without a meeting. So this is the why. We need to establish a clear purpose for the meeting.
We address the whys of a meeting. How about the second W, the what?
The what refers to specific issues that need to be placed on the agenda. The agenda is like a roadmap for a meeting. Here are a few key questions to look at, specifically seven of them. The first one is, how is the agenda constructed? Who is in charge of doing that? Usually it is the chair of the group, together with a support staff person, and with input from the members of the group. The second question to ask is the scope of the agenda. How much are you attempting to cover? Is it too much? Is it too little? If it's too little, you may need to add some meat to the agenda to make it more substantial. If it is too much, you may need to prioritize and scale down the agenda so the members are not feeling rushed as they move through it. The third item under the what is clarifying the nature of each agenda item and clarifying that on the agenda. Is this item just for information? Is it for discussion? Or is it for decision making? Or is it a combination thereof? The fourth under the W is the sequence of agenda items. The fourth under the what is the sequence of agenda items. The sequence needs to be logical and effective. For example, if there is a substantial agenda item that needs a lot of attention and concentration, it should be scheduled early at the meeting when people are fresh and ready for it. Another example, if you have a series of substantial items on the agenda, you may want to punctuate in between them by having some lighter items so the brains can relax and re-energize and get ready for the next item. The fifth item under the what is including some proactive agenda items. This means that you look at your long-term plan and ask which item needs to be discussed at this meeting so we can advance our long-term plan and act in a strategic manner. The sixth item under the what or the agenda is time allotment for specific agenda items, especially the major ones. So you would estimate how much time would be needed. And that would be a preliminary estimate that you could look at as the meeting progresses, but at least it's a place to start. The seventh and final under the what is last minute agenda items. Those are agenda items that do not receive much research or analysis prior to the meeting, and because of it, they create some discomfort because the members are not sure what it is that they're talking about. The suggestion is to minimize those late additions to the agenda, so that most of the work is done with good planning and with good analysis. So these are the seven issues to consider under the what or the agenda.
Great. We've covered the why and what of planning a meeting. Can you speak to the third W, the who?
Well, the who relates to who will attend the meeting and what is the expectations of them. The attendees usually include the decision makers, the voting members of the group, and those who have some clout in terms of affecting the decision. They would also include management or staff people who have some administrative and operational information to offer and help make the decisions more sustainable. The third category of attendees would include some technical experts. In some instances, you'll need a lawyer or an accountant or an engineer that will provide the professional technical insight so the group makes solid decisions that can be implemented with technical expertise. With all of these participants, the expectations need to be 100% clear. How is it that they need to prepare for a meeting? Does any of them have lead roles? And if so, what are those lead roles? And are they limited in the amount of time that they have to facilitate or to present during the meeting? All of those have to be clarified prior to the meeting. So under the who, you need to clarify who is to be invited to the meeting and make sure that they know what is expected of them.
That covers the why, what, and who of meetings. Next, we have the when.
The when refers to the start time and the end time of the meeting, and those need to be reasonable and convenient for all the participants to set aside the time and to be at the meeting without being distracted by anxiety about something else that might be happening. We need to plan for an on-time start for the meeting. And we need to avoid back-to-back meetings that make people rush from one meeting to the other, coming to your meeting feeling restless, feeling nervous, and they're not participating as effectively as you want them to. So that's the when, the timing of the meeting.
The final W is the where. What do you mean by that?
The where relates to the location and the logistics for the meeting. You need to choose a location that's convenient and easily accessible for the participant. You need to consider the size of the room, not too big and not too small, just the right size for the group. You need to consider the configuration for the room. Should it be a U-shape, boardroom style, or classroom style, depending on the size of the group, depending on what kind of a discussion you want to have. In addition to those three, you need to consider the audiovisual aids. If you're bringing in projectors, screens, you need to make sure that they work in advance of the meeting, which means that you need to arrive at the meeting early, set them up, test them, make sure they work so they don't become a distraction during the meeting. And in addition, you need to consider catering, whether beverages or food, making sure that they arrive, that they're on time, that they're the right temperature, the coffee is hot, the Coke is cold, just the right catering for the group. With all of these location and logistical details, you need to consider what's called Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it will, and it will do that at the worst possible time. So that is the where. It relates to the location and the logistics of the meeting.
We've covered the five W's of planning: the why, the what, the who, the when, and the where. With good planning, a meeting should achieve positive outcomes and avoid bad ones. Thank you, Mr. Mina. This concludes the second podcast in the Meeting Effectiveness series.